Oh, he's in a car too, running away? All right.
This is how 90% of pubs end in Fortnite.
These medallions are too powerful.
This is a glaring problem.
Man, I'm finna whip this hoe.
Oh, man, what the fuck is you doing, cuz?
Most pubs are 3 minutes of chasing down AI.
It's one thing to not be good at a battle royale. It's a whole nother to be genuinely against battling other players in a battle royale.
Dude, I can't take this shit anymore, man.
Save us.
I want to start off by saying this. A lot of effort clearly went into this season, and honestly, it can be extremely fun, but at the same time, it can also be miserable as hell.
Made me happy, made me smile, nice.
And that's the weird duality of Fortnite right now. Some of these frustrations are from the season specifically, but a lot of them come from Battle Royale itself, so instead of going over every addition as seen with my other first impression videos, today I'm focusing on the bigger picture, because two problems are eating the game alive. Running away. Or chasing. Honestly, it's both. If there's a runner, there's a chaser. If there's a chaser, there's a runner. And this loop has gotten exponentially worse thanks to mobility. Doesn't matter if the mobility item is skillful to use or not. And yeah, I get it. Mobility is never gonna be perfect. Every item can be used to escape. Remember when I said in my last video that season 3 had a huge running away problem? Yeah, well that version of me is rolling in my fucking grave right now because this season is 10 times worse when it comes to that. And the biggest culprits being cars and medallions. Cars in their original conception were actually really surprisingly balanced and served the utility of cutting the fat off from those long rotations. Even as they evolved over time and more types of whiplashes came out, they weren't seen as something to be abused. Gas and fueling up were actual factors. I mean shit, people would literally physically pour that shit in. In comes Chapter 5. You guys know that one mode that nobody plays? Well, Fortnite made a deal with the devil and are now under contract and all cars are limited to fast car or slow SUV in order to monitor the cars. And since Wrecked added the boost to SUVs and service stations, the trade-offs for cars slowly dwindle to the point where there's really no reason not to be in a car at all times. For the first week, the slide and double jump medallion made you unstoppable, and I'll admit, it was insanely fun to use. You could pretty much fly across the fucking map.
Not this time.
Ball! But here's the issue. Only one person on the map got to do that. Everyone else just had to deal with being hunted down by a flying god with rockets. As bad as Wrecked was, at least the Nitro effect had an item counterpart, so the rest of the lobby could actually stand a chance against the Nitro medallion. This time? Nothing. If Fortnite wanted the season to be movement heavy, I'm not sure why they couldn't just lean into the bug theme more. Maybe the bugs give off some bug juice that gives you the same abilities as the medallions, but temporarily, and maybe have an item like a bug splash. I don't fucking know, man. But regardless of what I say, seasons are always gonna be prone to cover your ears. Nerfs. Unsurprisingly, Fortnite already made some adjustments. Some changes were desperately needed, others not so much, and the community feedback was either finally about time or fuck these sweaty ass comp players, fun is ruined.
This doesn't make any sense!
While I showed how stupid the RPG was on Twitter, I knew they were gonna nerf the RPG. I knew the revolver and double pumping with said revolver was gonna get nerfed. There was no way that shit was gonna last all season. That's just Fortnite. Stuff launches broken, then gets tuned down. But people blaming sweats for it are missing the point.
We're gonna go through everything that's changed and why it's actually a good thing.
I had fun with the overpowered stuff, but yeah, some of it needed to be nerfed.
Wow, what a fucking sweat. While the medallions are still worth picking up, the difference between the pre and post nerf versions of them are different enough to where I'm left asking, what was Epic's plan here? Now, I'll give credit where it's due. Fortnite sometimes nails the balancing. Case in point, Flubberry Fizz. That item is perfect. Who doesn't like the Hop Rock effect? The decision making it forces makes you a better player. Do I use it all now to top off my shield, save it for rotating, or share it with my squad on a launch pad?
Now we go to the moon!
That is actual depth. Compare that to medallions where the only decision is, do I want to win every fight for free? And that's why balancing matters, because broken toys get boring fast. But even if the loophole was perfectly balanced, there's still the issue of BR games being soulless corpses. The shitty-ass bot-heavy matchmaking system plus all the mobility creates lobbies where half the game is just chasing people who refuse to fight or finding bots.
Clankers!
After winning 4 games in a row and reaching S+ every time and having a group total of 25 to 30 kills in my squad, we literally had to split up into 4 corners of the map just to find players. That is not a battle royale, that's hide-and-seek with shockwaves and cars.
Yeah, dude, that's how you should play. You're not gonna win by just running, you have to fight us. You're just dying at this point.
You're just prolonging it. Now here's the thing, the reason why I care about all of this is because I know Fortnite can make great seasons. They still do, last season was proof of that. But when your end games feel empty, cheap, and underwhelming...
We did it!
Oh my god...
All that good content doesn't matter now, does it? And I get why Fortnite does it. They need a strong player base, they need money, go figure. The players who mainly do quests and just want to mess around and just want to relax with the new toys, they're more likely to quit the game the second they die to a real player, God forbid. So Epic caters to them. They baby them so they stick around longer, and hopefully, buy skins.
And there's money in here!
From a business perspective, I don't blame them. But there's another side to that coin. The rest of us, not just sweats, but regular players too, we hate that shit. For us, it feels condescending. Ninja, Courage, and Cypher. Literal faces of Fortnite hate going on scavenger hunts at the end of every game.
Please have the AI die by a certain window. Thank you.
While I'm personally not complaining about the medallions being gone, I understand that it seems like a rug pull for players that actually like them. What the fuck does this even mean? Just tell us why they got removed. I think a lot of people misinterpret what medallions were supposed to be. Medallions were essentially the replacement for augments, and I'm not calling augments perfect by all means. Some were either actual bullshit or borderline useless, but even if he wanted to ball out on the good augments, he had to spend gold in order to reroll.
I need my $2,000 back.
You're losing something to get something. An actual trade-off. I know, right? The concept of trade-offs in 2025 Fortnite. But the big takeaway was that these were not supposed to make you unstoppable or godlike. You'd think that medallions would follow this blueprint of granting everyone the same opportunities for these little perks. Clearly, they didn't, and clearly, they developed a chunk of players that really love medallions for making you the special player for collecting these fucking coins like Mario, and clearly, those players' expectations grew since their implementation in Chapter 5. So now, Fortnite's basically written itself into a corner. At first, I thought that Fortnite actually came to their senses about these things and pulled the plug on them prematurely rather than removing them in Chapter 7, but after sleeping on it, it's very likely that they're just gonna be replaced with new medallions, the birthday one's already planned, leaks indicate that there's gonna be a Megazord medallion as well, potentially a third medallion for a Fortnite Mares collab, and knowing Fortnite's track record of letting IPs replace the original Fortnite shit mid-season, they probably didn't want to get in the way of these new ones. With the removal of medallions, reduced spawn rate of shockwaves, and removal of shockwave launchers, I'm just confused and wondering who they're trying to appeal to this season. And frankly, I'm not trying to sit here and figure out what the fuck Fortnite's trying to do. It's a waste of my time that I could be spending on videos that I actually want to make, and look, I'm personally a fan of these changes, and even someone like me sees this as a stupendously stupid move PR-wise.
What is your goal here? To get everybody to hate you? Because it's working.
That's why I'm honestly checked out of BR. I'll play it with friends, I'll play new seasons here and there, I'll cover it for season reviews, but other modes don't suffer from this problem. Reload is naturally fast-paced. Shockwaving away from fights is normally punishing since third parties are gonna just beam you out of the sky. Blitz also cuts the fat out of games, along with a no-bot option. OG now has a reasonable spawn rate for shockwaves, golf carts, and thank god, no bots via option.
BITS!
And those modes actually feel like Fortnite. Meanwhile, Battle Royale just feels like a scavenger hunt with broken toys, and if side modes feel more like Fortnite than the main mode, then that's a big problem. At the end of the day, Fortnite's gonna keep raising the bar with crazy abilities and weapons, and players are gonna keep expecting more. But the more Fortnite chases spectacle, the less fun the actual game becomes for a chunk of their audience. I get the feeling that Fortnite can't go back on the way they've been handling Battle Royale, and these side modes are supplements or band-aid solutions for the players that don't align with BR's formula anymore. And that's why, for me, Battle Royale feels empty and not like Fortnite.
Where did everybody go?